And look, it does feel that we've reached a tipping point after the Brittany Higgins story. The young former Liberal staffer who bravely came forward with those allegations of rape in a minister's office in Parliament House. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds, who will be under the spotlight at the National Press Club when she speaks tomorrow. And Brittany Higgins says that she was inspired to speak out, to come forward, after she saw rape survivor Grace Tame win Australian of the Year. And Grace and Brittany have opened the way for other women to also come forward and speak out about what they've experienced and what they've experienced when it comes to harassment, to sexual assaults and to rape. And it happens a lot more than many of us would like to think. Not just in the corridors of power, but in the schools that often foster the leaders of the future. And look, it made me sick to the stomach to read this long list of allegations. Hundreds of young women and girls coming forward with their own stories of being sexually assaulted and harassed by boys at private schools, private boys' schools in Sydney. And these were attacks on some girls as young as 13. Some of them saying they were forced to perform oral sex, they were raped while they were drunk, or they woke up naked at parties. It made me sick, but even worse, I wasn't surprised. Because we do talk about the culture and the systems that are failing young women in the halls of Parliament, but it's got to be addressed earlier than that, in our school system as well. Now, headmasters at two of Sydney's elite private boys' schools who were mentioned in these allegations, they say that they are committed to do more to address what they call the pretty dark culture that allowed this sort of treatment to happen in the first place. And the schools, they do need to do more. That is clear. And if we don't want to see a repeat of what happened, the alleged rape of Brittany Higgins in Parliament, we have got to make sure that the breeding ground for future leaders, the schools that many of them attend in the first place, they've got to make sure that they clean up their acts as well.